me ask you a question. Here's a question. This is a good, serious question. Okay, ladies, if you didn't have a vagina, like say it was a terrible train accident, right? And the doctor was like, we have to remove your pussy right away or you're gonna die. How would you keep your man past, you get a 2-month guilty, I can't leave the bitch right away because she just lost a pussy in a train accident. Can't just walk right out on her. How would you keep your man past that if you didn't have a vagina? Wow. Nothing? You can talk. You can talk. Suck his dick. Okay. Mouth. Asshole. Okay, great. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, I've been getting pussy beaten the whole show, right? But I give women the opportunity to say, I'm going to make myself worth more. But you just classified yourself as a series of holes. But I'm supposed to treat you special, but you're just a bunch of holes to yourself. No one said learn how to play Xbox, learn how to play pool, tell better stories, get another bitch that got a pussy to come on in. Well, look, whatever. Plus, when you get a certain age, pussy is not what it was when you was younger. I like pussy differently. I don't know what the difference is, but it's like I don't get excited about the idea of getting pussy. Like, I only fuck so I have a memory to jerk off to later. I can't enjoy it until later on when I'm jerking off to it. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be good as a motherfucker later. When I'm beating off to it, when I could just really enjoy this shit instead of looking. I've been jerking off in the shower so long, I'm surprised a baby hasn't crawled out the drain yet. I'm just saying. You know what it is? Like, it's sad. It really is. Like, that you feel so comfortable making us miserable. It's, I don't understand what it is. Like, what is that? What is it? Well, you just go, hey, I'm comfy. I'm just comfy. It's reverse rape. It's not the same rape like men inflict upon women. And if you could, ladies, you would. You would rape us. You would come out of a bush with a gun. Give me some dick, motherfucker. But we'd be laughing at you. First of all, what you got a gun for? Shut up, motherfucker. Put your dick out. You'd be like, now you got to pretend to be scared. Oh, God. Oh, please. Oh, make me fuck you. It just... So what you do is it's emotional. It's a different kind of rape. Because you don't deal with rejection. Women are not built to be rejected on a daily basis. So if you was to let a guy know how you feel about him every day, and he's like, look, I don't like you like that, that would just destroy you. So what you do is you force us to have emotions first that you already have, but you make us say it first so you don't get rejected from your emotion. Here's woman rape. Ready? You miss me? And if you say, no, I don't miss you, then she kills the pussy. The pussy's dead. But if you say yes and you don't mean it, that means you are, that's where the rape is. I've said, honey, hey, I love you, and didn't mean it, and I want to take a shower after. I want to lay in the tub in the fetal position and cry. Because I lied to a bitch about how I felt. Now she thinks I like it like that. And we do that because women can't handle, like, surface happiness. You just won't be happy surfing. You gotta ask a question all the time. You ever eat a girl's pussy for the first time and she goes, can I ask you a question? Have you done that to a lot of other women? Yes, yes, of course. Did I look like I had any difficulty finding where the fuck to go? Ooh, that's my spot, how'd you know? Cause it's everybody's spot, bitch. You're not special? Behind the neck. What, you got different nerve endings? And you want to know how to keep your man happy? I'm telling you, because it's desire you want. You don't want the guy to just fucking, like, be into you because you want him to be. You want him to love you and shit. Here's how you do it. First of all, first thing you do, don't ever talk to him. Don't talk to him ever. Just shut the fuck up. Just don't, with your nonsense, don't talk. Just don't talk. He'll love you if you leave him the fuck alone. Secondly, in the bedroom, you gotta be a $15 hooker. Disgusting. You gotta embarrass your parents. You gotta do shit that's, you gotta do horrendous, horrendous shit in the bedroom. You have to. If you don't, he's gonna leave you. Because we need filth. We're visual. We're visual. So you have to be a whore. And like, you ever fuck a woman with dignity all the time? Like, she always has self-respect. And you're trying to push her head down in the pillow and lift her ass up. And she's like, gets into some civil rights shit where she won't go down. Like, and she's looking at you like, you ain't gonna subjugate me and put me, enslave me. Now, I don't even argue no more. I don't even get, as soon as I feel that shit, I just take both arms and pull them back and her head just. Now, I tried to give you the opportunity for us to be a partnership. Like, when you're a whore, be a whore for you. Don't be a whore for me. We know the difference. Be a whore. Like, when you suck dick, don't go, ugh, never do. Make a sound between retarded and choking. That's sexy to us. Like, just, and act like you, and brush your teeth. That motherfucker be like, Jesus Christ, this bitch is a fucking whore. I gotta marry this bitch. You wanna get married? I gotta go, man. I'll take that. Anyway. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Ladies, I was bullshitting about all of that. I was just joking. I was hoping I'd get some pussy after the show. Thanks a lot. Y'all take care. Take care.